Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. The podcast is distributed on these platforms every Friday and is included in the NAHU's weekly member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. On this week's episode of the Healthcare Happy Hour, we are joined by Mark Lawrence from HM Insurance Group to discuss what underwriting has been like during the pandemic, his company's business approach during these challenging times, and more. Mark was Senior Vice President of Underwriting at the time of this recording. He has since been named President of HM Insurance Group. He shared the following thoughts while leading the company's underwriting endeavors. Welcome to the Healthcare Happy Hour, Mark. Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Sure. My name is Mark Lawrence. I'm the Senior Vice President of Underwriting for HM Insurance Group. I work out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and I'm responsible for our stop loss and managed care underwriting areas.
Happy to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. I've been underwriting for, it seems hard to believe at this point, but 27 years altogether. I grew up in Canada, went to college there. My first job after college was as an underwriter for an insurance company in the town where I went to school. And I started out underwriting life and health group insurance. After a couple of years, I moved over to they had a reinsurance area there. I started in accident and health reinsurance underwriting over there. And I was there for almost another 2 years. I moved down to the Boston area. I worked for a company called LDG Re, which was a subsidiary of Houston Casualty Company. And I worked as an underwriter there doing reinsurance on medical stop loss and fully insured programs. I went back to Canada for about 2 years. The company that I worked for originally was bought by another company. I came back to lead the area that I had worked in previously. That was right around the time that 9/11 happened. So we were writing some accident catastrophe business at that point. My boss was surprised to learn that when there was a catastrophe that we could have catastrophe claims. So almost 18 years ago, I moved to New Jersey and worked for a company there called Everest Re. I started out as a vice president and underwriter in their A&H area. And over that time, we sort of transitioned that book from almost all reinsurance to almost all insurance and primarily worked on medical business there, but also did some accident covers, some different kinds of business, some sports disability business, Medicare business, mostly on fully insured and self-funded medical stuff there. I ended up being the chief underwriter of the accident and health area there. And then 2.5 years ago, I came to HM as the senior vice president of underwriting. And since then, I've been heading up our stop loss and managed care underwriting areas. So it's been a very interesting time working in this business. Lots of different experiences, some really good people to work with. And I love this business because there's always new stuff to learn, you know, basically every day.
What's it like underwriting catastrophic risk during a pandemic?
I'll be completely honest. I haven't really been very experienced at that up until this year. So I guess I'd say a couple different things that come to mind. One is that catastrophic risk in general doesn't really change during a pandemic. You know, babies are born, and so premature babies are still born and need to be cared for. People that are really sick continue to be really sick. From a strict looking at like the very highest dollar claims, right, we really haven't seen much of a difference or much of a change in that area. But the one thing that I think has been a very interesting development during this pandemic stuff is that a lot of the, what I would call sort of elective or even less emergent kind of procedures, so maybe claims that are less than catastrophic, but still high dollar claims, a lot of that care has been deferred. And I guess I would just sort of say, like, as we've gone through this pandemic, most people, unless they've been really sick, have been smart about whether or not they want to go to the hospital and whether or not they want to interact with other people. So, you know, from that point of view, some of the claims that we would have normally seen have been deferred or pushed off. And I think ultimately many of those claims will occur, but some of the claims that have been deferred just won't happen, right? The urgency or the need for that care kind of goes by the wayside. And so it's been a very interesting, right, that the highest levels, the claims have continued to come in and been significant. And then at the lower level claim dollars, it's been, frankly, a little bit less than what we would have expected at the beginning of the year.
Sorry for the interruption, but I have to tell you about NAHU's Power Hour. NAHU has come together to get creative and host an entirely new networking experience for the benefits industry. The NAHU Power Hour, open to all, is designed for a fresh take on virtual networking. What should you expect? Fast-paced, one-on-one networking opportunities with NAHU leaders, advisor peers, solution experts, and everybody in between. Conversation starters to discuss key challenges and opportunities impacting your business, and a completely new twist on traditional virtual networking. You'll have to join us live to experience this fun new concept, so look for registration information on the NAHU 365 app or go to nahu.org/events to register now. Have you seen any changes to demographics in your customer base?
That's been one of the things I thought has been really interesting, is that we've all seen the unemployment numbers increase over time since the pandemic started. And I would say that, interestingly, it seems like within our employer base, you know, we've definitely had some slippage in terms of the number of lives that we're covering, but it really has not decreased significantly or substantially from where I thought it might have been when we were looking at the unemployment stats. In a lot of cases, what we've tried to do is provide our clients with some flexibility. So a number of clients have elected to essentially furlough employees and to continue to provide them benefits while they've been on furlough. So from the point of view of the number of people that have remained covered by insurance, it really hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, it's definitely gone down, but not as down as I would have thought it would have been. And then we're starting to see a little bit of a recovery in that part. So it really does depend on the employer, but some employers, some of their furloughs, have unfortunately become permanent, or they're not able to continue to furlough people indefinitely. But in a lot of other instances, people that have been furloughed have come back to work, and that's all been, honestly, been going pretty well. So it's been an interesting last couple of months, and we're really spent a lot of time digging into and understanding the data to make sure we have a good, clear picture of what's going on inside of our book of business.
What would you say that you've learned about your company's approach to business in 2020?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is flexibility. So you start out the year, with a plan and a sort of expectation that things are going to go a certain way. And by, I'd say, like the end of February, it was pretty clear that there was a ground swell that was going to change in a lot of ways what we thought was going to happen for the year. So change can kind of come at you from any direction. So if you asked me on January 1st if I was expecting we'd have a pandemic this year, the answer would have clearly been no. No, I was aware, I was watching kind of what was happening in China, but frankly, it was probably a little bit too dismissive about the prospects of that spreading, to the rest of the world. But the other thing I'd say is, like, trying to have that flexible approach. Once it was clear that things were changing, we had to make some changes to the way that we were looking at our business, right? So we started out with, number one was the safety of our employees. Are our people going to be in a good spot? Are they looked after, right? Are we putting them in the best position that we possibly can? And then the second part was our customers, right? Our customers needed to have a flexible approach to things like, our policy gives us like certain provisions, certain rights in terms of being able to re-underwrite the risk when things change. So we really have tried to take a flexible approach with their view on, for example, how we look at the employees that are furloughed, right? And changing the eligibility provisions in the plan document, or allowing those, we're not changing them, but allowing our clients to change them so that we can keep as many people maintained under coverage as we possibly can. So that part of things, I think my feeling is that we've done a great job. We've tried to make things as friendly to our clients, right, to help them make some changes so that they could keep people covered. And we've also, I think, done a great job of putting our employees in a good spot so that they can continue to keep their jobs and stay productive and keep working. And they've done a, frankly, done a terrific job of kind of getting our company through this, from my point of view, unprecedented period.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening right now. Did you know that NAHU has an election special on our single-payer certification course? Take advantage today with 20% off with the code TOGETHER until November 3rd. The structure of our healthcare system is a top campaign issue in our upcoming election. Although NAHU, of course, is opposed to any single-payer system, it is our priority to provide you with information, tools, and resources to keep you informed and competitive. Until November 3rd, take advantage of 20% off NAHU's single-payer healthcare certification course with the code TOGETHER. Again, the code is TOGETHER for 20% off until Election Day. Now enjoy the rest of this week's episode of the Healthcare Happy Hour. How will you put what you've learned in this very challenging environment to use going forward?
One thing that's really important for us to think about is you have to have a plan, right? And we do spend a lot of time as a company developing plans, thinking about plans, but it's also important to be flexible, right? When you see the environment changing around you, we need to make sure that we can change our approach to sort of match what's happening in the world around us. So I think our company honestly did a great job of kind of thinking ahead a little bit, and we moved very quickly to get people working from home. We've enacted a number of changes, again, to make things a little bit more friendly for our clients. So having a plan is one good thing, but having the flexibility to sort of alter it in mid-flight, I think, has been a real feather in our cap. And again, just, you know, when you think about what your priorities are our employees going to be okay? Are our customers going to be okay? Are we taking actions that are going to put both of them in a good spot going forward? From the point of view of having a flexible approach, the one thing I would say is that we've had to rethink so many different things. You know, when we started this with an underwriting, I have about 63 people roughly that work underneath me or with me, honestly. And of those, we had 33 that were working from home already and 30 that were in the office. And so as we went through this, right, really within a couple of weeks, we basically made a decision to get everybody home. So we transitioned people's computer equipment, phone equipment, got them essentially set up, in my view, relatively quickly, got that all up and running. And then as a manager, right, it really does kind of change the way that you do your work, because I was coming into the office every day, used to seeing people. And then, you know, when I talk about flexibility, a lot of it has to do with how are we dealing with our people? Like, do we talk to them on the phone? Do we do it with Zoom? Like, not that long ago, people could just walk into my office and say, hey, I'm working on this. What do you think about this? Do you have some ideas? And all that stuff kind of went away. So there was clearly like a period where we were really thinking about how do we work and how do we keep things efficient, keep the trains on the track. And then the other part is with our clients, and we have, you know, our underwriting department works pretty closely with our sales department, and we've got 20 sales directors in offices throughout the country. They're used to running around and getting to meet with their clients, getting on airplanes, and all of that really ground to a halt. And so from their point of view, right, how do we work with our clients? How do we talk to them? How do we deliver proposals? All these things that up until, you know, literally a couple of weeks before that, we hadn't really thought that we would have to change the way that we do our business. We really mechanically kind of went through a whole bunch of different parts of our organization, got different tools now with different technology tools with Zoom and Microsoft Teams. And it's really been an interesting change to try and keep that level of cohesiveness that we have as a group together with, you know, with all the changes that have been thrust upon us. That part of things has been, I think we've done a great job as a company and really proud of our people. I think they've done honestly terrific work in what's been pretty difficult circumstances.
It is now time for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour Toast of the Week. Mark, what are we toasting to this week?
This week, I'd like to toast to our good health and to the end of 2020 and all that it's brought with it. It's been a very interesting last couple of months. And I really am excited about the prospect of us getting back to what we think of as a much more normal way of living our personal lives and our work lives. Cheers!
thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. For more information on NAHU's government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit NAHU.org.